The streaming service is found on Listener with this guy. He's the host with the most. His name's Justin Hill. He joins us. Good morning, Justin. How are you going?
Oh, all I can say to you guys is ho, ho, ho.
Exactly, Justin. Merry Christmas, my love. Thank you for joining us, like Dan just said. And we have been here at the radio station sort of like building must-watch Christmas movies. And, of course, you're all over it. I remember when we spoke to you when Halloween was out and you gave us the best tips. So, Christmas movies, what's your favourite?
Well, look, there are some new ones that are out, but it's kind of like everything old is new again.
So yes.
We've got, I don't know if you've heard of the new one on Apple TV Plus called Spirited with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so hilarious. Such a good movie. It's their first film together, which I didn't even realize, but it's actually an old story. So everyone knows, like, you know, the Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol, which we've had some epic, versions of that previously, like Scrooged in the 80s with Bill Murray. We've had The Muppets Christmas Carol, which is a kid's friendly version you'll find on Disney Plus. But this one is where you've got Will Ferrell playing the Ghost of Christmas Present, and he has to turn his Scrooge, who is played by Ryan Reynolds, a very handsome Scrooge, I might just add in, turn him into a good person. And I tell you what, it's full of musical numbers. It's hilarious. If you liked Elf, it's very, very similar. And I think it's the Christmas movie we've all been waiting for, just to have a bit of a laugh this year and be a bit silly.
I am always visited by spirits in the middle of the night, usually vodka, maybe a bit of tequila sometimes. But what about your classics? Like, can we go back to some of the ones that you watch every single Christmas Eve?
I've got a few for you, and some of my favourites are Christmas movies that you didn't even realise were Christmas movies. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys have heard, but apparently Die Hard is a Christmas film.
It totally is.
We love Die Hard.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay. Our producer hasn't seen it.
What?
I know, seriously. Our producer Imogen hasn't seen Die Hard, so we're trying to get her to see it because...
Imogen!
I know, and the great thing about Die Hard starring Bruce Willis is you have Die Hard 1, then you have Die Hard 2, and 3.
Exactly.
It just goes on.
There's
and on.
So many to get through, and very similarly, Gremlins is also a Christmas movie as well, because I don't know if people realise, but the Gremlins were Christmas gifts, so it's kind of like set at Christmas time. And also, I heard they're apparently rebooting the Gremlins franchise, so we could be getting a whole new series of movies. And there's so many sequels to that as well. But my absolute personal favourite classic, and I don't know if you guys are on board with this, but Home Alone 2.
Oh,
specifically Home Alone 2, because it's set in New York, and it's just like the white Christmas that everyone wants to experience just once in their life. And it's just an easy watch. It's from that era where movies were not complicated. There's a bit of slapstick, and it just shows an incredible Christmas time in New York. It's my absolute favourite.
And there's a bit of a cameo in that. Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America, he kind of just shows up in one scene.
Grim.
It's basically how he was a president as well. He'd just sort of show up.
He'd show
do
up.
A cameo.
Show up. Think that it's the movie and that he's being filmed and that he's got lines to say. Action.
Then you play golf.
And Justin, what I think is cool as well, you talked about old being the new. What about movies out there that are like the non-traditional Christmas films, i.e. Bad Santa, you know, like the negativity, the naughty Santa movies, if you will.
Well, there's a few coming out that are actually more kind of like horror Christmas movies.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, you've got Silent Night from 2021. You've got Krampus from 2015. If you want something that's like a bit spooky and, you know, you just actually don't want all of that Christmas cheer, then maybe those are the kind of films that you should be watching. But me personally, I don't want to feel that. I want to feel like for me, I want cheese. I want the new Lindsay Lohan Christmas movie, Falling for Christmas.
I watched it, yeah.
Basically, the Christmas gift that she was given was auto-tune when she sang, you know, Jingle Bell Rock in that movie. I mean, obviously someone gifted that to her and they were like, Merry Christmas, Lindsay. Like,
no talent. And a chicka-ticka-tan. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
But if we want to check out all your movie suggestions, where do we get the streaming service, Justin?
So you can check it out. It comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's only 5 minutes long each time, so you can listen to it while you're ordering dinner or making dinner, if you like some people who actually cook. And it's on the Listener app, so definitely well worth a listen.
Yeah, and you can download it for free. Justin Hill, thanks for joining us, host of the streaming service.
Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Justin.